At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 46 degrees in Tulsa. We are anticipating a high this afternoon of only 61. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. One of two death row inmates who sued the state of Oklahoma over the state's lethal injection drug secrecy laws dies in a botched execution. Our Matt Trotter was at the state prison in McAllister last night. He has this report. A warning up front: while the report is factual, it can be difficult to listen to.
Around 20 minutes after the execution was scheduled to start, Corrections Director Robert Patton quietly gives the order to proceed. The beige shades covering the four windows into the chamber come up. Clayton Lockett is lying under a white sheet that covers him from chin to toes. 6:23, the dose of midazolam is pushed into his IV. Over 7 minutes, his blinking stops. 6:30, a doctor declares he's not unconscious. 6:33, Lockett is declared unconscious. 6:36, for the next 3 minutes, Lockett writhes on the table and mumbles. Few words are clear, but "I don't wanna" and "oh man" can be made out. 6:39, officials lower the screens. The doctor who declared Lockett unconscious 6 minutes ago checks his right arm and finds collapsed veins. Patton has no choice.
After conferring with the warden, and unknown how much drugs had went into him, it was my decision at that time to stop the execution.
But Lockett still dies.
At approximately 7:06 hours, inmate suffered what appears to be a massive heart attack and passed away.
Charles Warner's execution is stayed for 14 days while officials look into what went wrong here. From McAllister, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
6:08 now, continuing with other news. Debris is being hauled out of Quapaw following Sunday's killer tornado. Tulsa Red Cross Director Regina Moon is on the scene, and she says they're helping with cleanup supplies.
We're continuing to do distribution of our bulk items, things like shovels, trash bags, gloves, those sorts of things to assist those people.
The tornado raked the Ottawa County town of 900 late Sunday afternoon. The tornado hit the main business district, knocking out the town's tornado siren before it could sound a warning. On State Capitol Watch, Governor Fallon says she's vetoing more than a dozen House bills, in part to send a message to House leaders that they need to take action on some of her top priorities. The governor announced 15 vetoes yesterday and said the House is not taking care of the issues that most Oklahomans care about. She challenged the lawmakers to step it up. The renaissance in downtown Tulsa continues, but more investment in retail is needed. A forum is held focusing on retail development in the city's urban core. CBRE real estate broker Caitlin Bailey says that the small homegrown businesses are needed to spur development, and then the big guys will follow.
And so just the small grassroots efforts, I think, for the local level will help. National retailers don't like to be trailblazers, so they need proven statistics. They need, you know, comparable sales volumes of other restaurants and retailers. On a local level, we can have a difference, but national needs, you know, they're not trailblazers.
The forum, sponsored by the Tulsa Regional Chamber, follows one held earlier on attracting residential development to the downtown core. Our weather forecast: sunny and cool today with a high of 61. It will be clear and on the cool side tonight. 39 will be an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and 66. On Friday, it will be sunny and 74. And for the weekend, look for it to be sunny and warm with highs both days in the 80s. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now in Tulsa at 610, it's overcast and 46. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.